them no oxen around here.
Okay, what would they use? What two? We're going to put two animals to use what? A pair
of oxen?
Yeah.
A
pair of mules?
Yeah, they use a pair of mules a lot. They used to use mules a lot down here for plowing and stuff.
Okay. Now,
there would be a team then once you had two.
Yeah. If you had a cow by the name of Daisy, she was expecting a calf. She'd always go back out in the woods when she was going to
cave, yeah. She'd go out and hide. Of course, you'd have to watch her, make sure the calf wasn't turned or anything, breech broke. If it was, then you had to soap up, pull it out, and turn it.
Really?
Yeah, we did that too. I delivered a few calves and quite a few goats. You know, it'd be a breech broke. Yeah. Mama couldn't make it.
Yeah.
I learned that from a veterinarian.
Yeah.
You know, you call them out so many times, you watch them so much, you learn how to do it. And the old veterinarian we had, he even gave me that special soap you put on your arms and everything, make it slippery. And while, you know, I'd be holding the goat or cow, and he'd explain what he's doing all this time. And I learned how to do that, so we didn't have to call the vet out too much after that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do it ourselves.
Now, did you raise sheep? The male sheep was a...
You? No, we didn't have no sheep.
Okay.
That was
folks raising here?
Yeah, a few people had sheep, but didn't seem no really need for them. And, you know, people didn't eat them much down here that I know. I know we never eat sheep.
Well, it's sheer.
Yeah, he's a wool.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they had many sheep herders at all down here.
Okay. And when you fed your animals, you feed them what?
In trough.
Yeah. You had lots of
troughs
around to feed them?
Yeah, well, you had like your cow trough and then your goat trough and your pig trough.
Yeah. When you wean a young calf from its mother, he starts to make a noise, you say.
Beller and blight, yeah.
Yeah. And when you're feeding it, what sort of noises would the animals make when you're, like a cow, when you're feeding it, or you start to?
They didn't move much. They just, you hear a lot of crunching.
Yeah. And a horse would
whinny, yeah,
when he wanted to be fed.
Yeah.
What'd you call it, you know, after dinner you hear all the animals start making noise and you say it's getting around?
After dinner? Getting around feeding time.
Yeah.
Milking time, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You usually holler feeding time, you know.
Yeah. How would you call, was there a way, Craig, that you call the animals in? Like, how would you call your cows in the field?
Oh, you know, like, shoo, cow, shoo. And come on in. The rest of them come in too. They knew it.
Yeah. All right. When your mom was feeding the chickens, she'd say,
"Yeah, chick, 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 chick."
And
yeah, y'all would talk to them.
Yeah. How'd you call the horses in from the field?
Well, you call the horse by the name. Come on, yeah, he comes.
Uh-huh. Was there a way you talked to the horses when you were plowing?
Oh yeah. You know, you talked to it. And then say you had to turn one way or the other, you'd holler Jenny or Hall, you know.
Okay.
I never did do that. Daddy always did that. That's a pretty rough job.
Yeah.
You hear him out there, you hear him across the field. Woo, come on now. Get up. Jenny. Yeah. Oh, oh. And you hear him start cussing and she went the wrong way.
Okay, when you're feeding pigs, you'd call you say.
Too big.
Okay. Well, now, you used to milk a lot, right?
Yeah.
Now, when that cow picked up that old back leg and she was fixing to move it, what did you say to her?
I just hot, usually just hot a half.